Well, this winter has been really hard on a variety of crops as we continue to hear about damage in certain areas due to the freezing temperatures. But Gene McAvoy, Hendry County Extension Director with University of Florida IFAS in LaBelle, said the cold winter conditions are also having an effect on many livestock producers.
You know, we normally don't expect our pasture to go away so early in the season, and it's not going to come back readily because of the drought, so we're going to be feeding. I'm a cattle owner myself, and, you know, I'm looking at least 3 to 4 months of purchasing supplemental feed for my animals, which probably will mean the difference between making a profit and, you know, actually losing money. I'm probably going to lose money on my animals this year.
He said the freeze on these pastures has been compounded by the lack of moisture in many areas.
The freeze burns the top off the grass, and the lack of moisture in the soil, even if we warm up, it's not going to grow back readily until we get some moisture.
And when it comes to the forecast, McAvoy said it may be a while before this scenario improves for a lot of pastures.
That depends on the weather and, you know, the prediction for a La Nina year, drier than usual. It may be quite some time before we see much rain.
So here's hoping the forecasters are wrong and moisture is something pastures around the state can see to help replenish the grasses for livestock in the area suffering right now. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.